Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
It seems that every time the discussion of stem cell research comes up, there is more encouraging news to report. Today is no different. We had a question recently on National Right to Life's Facebook page asking us what our stance was on stem cell research that doesn't involve the killing of a human life. It's a good reminder that we're never done educating on pro-life topics. We answered on Facebook, but I'd like to respond here as well for anyone who has a similar question. The question on Facebook came as a result of a story that appeared on CNN.com, which carried the headline, "Stem Cells Reverse Heart Damage." The Facebook user asked if we were opposed to this kind of research. We'll discuss the CNN article more fully shortly, but the short answer is no. In this case, the stem cells used are derived from sources which don't require killing human embryos. These non-embryonic sources are typically referred to as adult stem cells, though very often they come from umbilical cord blood, bone marrow, and the like. National Right to Life welcomes, as I'm sure you do, any and all advancements that do not require the destruction of human life. Thankfully, the greatest achievements that the medical community has seen with the use of stem cells have all been through ethically derived sources. On previous shows, we've addressed the vast differences between ethical adult stem cell research and embryo-killing research, but each new advancement gives us an opportunity to talk about it again and further equip us to be able to talk to friends and neighbors. In this case, the report at CNN is particularly exciting because it deals with new studies in which the patient's own stem cells were used to reverse heart damage. The researcher used stem cells from the patient's heart, a place where there were previously thought to be no stem cells, and were amazed by the results. Far exceeding expectations, the stem cells actually grew living heart muscle that had been lost in a heart attack. Two different research teams using similar approaches released studies with these encouraging findings. The first study, conducted by a team led by Dr. Robert Boley, tested 16 patients with severe heart failure and found that after 1 year, their heart function had markedly improved. Another study at Cedars-Sinai followed 17 patients given stem cells several weeks after having a major heart attack. The patients had lost so much tissue that they were at big risk of future heart failure, according to Dr. Eduardo Marban, the director of the Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute, who developed the stem cell procedure used there. This is unprecedented, the first time anyone has grown living heart muscle, says Dr. Marban. No one else has demonstrated that. It's very gratifying, especially when the conventional teaching has been that the damage is irreversible. Especially striking is that none of the patients in either study had any significant health setback. These results are unsurprising to those of us who spend any amount of time studying incredible adult stem cells. Anytime another amazing result is released, it's just that, another amazing result. One more to add to the list. And those amazing results using stem cells which do not require killing human embryos keep coming on a very regular basis. These studies prove yet again that killing human embryos to harvest their stem cells simply isn't necessary. And the hype surrounding embryo-killing stem cell research is just that, hype. As always, if you have any questions, you can email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com, or you can connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/nationalrighttolife, one word. And of course, our website, nrlc.org, is available 24 hours a day with the most comprehensive pro-life digital library available. We'll be taking a break next week for Christmas, but we'll be re-airing excerpts from abortion survivor Melissa Oden's testimony at our annual convention this past June. On behalf of all of us at National Right to Life, I want to wish you and your family a very blessed and merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.